Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of a special collection of rebroadcasts in the new They Found the Answer series presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Tiffany Thurston is our guest today. As you listen, you may sense a special awareness of your desire to know God in a personal way. If you'd like to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're listening to the show online, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Tiffany Thurston. Born and raised in Hawaii, Tiffany Thurston has been touring throughout the continental United States for the last 3 years with the Revolve Tour. And she's even toured with Christian recording artist Natalie Grant. She released her first independent record in September 2007, titled Life. Love, Inspire, Forgive, and Eternity. Recently, she released a new CD, Worship. She's performed and led worship in coliseums, arenas, large venues across the country, throughout Asia, and different parts of the world. She's a real local girl, a real mixed plate of racial ancestry. Hawaiian, Portuguese, Chinese, English, Irish, German, Tahitian, and French. She has a unique look, a perfect look for what God has called her to do, and a sound that transcends, really, international borders. She has a heart to see music influence the world in a way that makes an eternal impact. And that is just what she's doing. And we're privileged to have her with us today in studio. Tiffany, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Wow, that was some intro. I'm honored.
You are a privileged guest. And, you know, like I said, you've been all over the world. You've been all across, you know, every region of the United States. So, you know, get us caught up. Where have you been recently?
Recently, well, the last 3 weekends, I've actually been on this new tour for the Revolve Tour, which is what initially took me out of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And we were in Kansas City last weekend, where we ministered to about 5,000 teenage girls. And I have to tell you, it was pretty awesome because of those 5,000 girls, 1,119 girls accepted Jesus for the first time.
Wow.
Which I think that's over 25%. I haven't really done the exact math, but it's an honor and a privilege just to get to be a part of something that God is doing. And it's a collective team effort, obviously, but he's somehow choosing to use us. And I'm so honored to have a small part in that.
I mean, and that's just, you just gave us a snapshot of what you've been doing. And isn't this the beginning of something that's going to continue on this year? And
yes, we've got 9 more. And so it'll take us to mid-April. And, you know, in this economy in this industry, I think it's a pure miracle to be able to get to do something you love to do and make a living out of it and be able to pay your bills. And for some reason, God has allowed me to do that. And so I just take it as it comes, and you never know how it's going to last. And nothing is forever, but I'm enjoying the ride.
Now, this is for girls, right?
This is a teenage girl conference for girls 12 to 18. And it's an evangelistic event. So it's faith-based, but it's a great opportunity for those teenage girls. If they want to invite a, a girlfriend that maybe doesn't know Jesus, this is the perfect event because it's a little less intimidating than church, but it's a Friday night concert and a Saturday conference. So you've got a ton of great speakers that are very relevant to the teenage girl, as well as some amazing artists that span from like rock bands to kind of like hip hop to just pure good old fashioned music.
Who are some of the speakers?
Some of the speakers include Jenna Lucado, who is Max Lucado, that author and speaker, his daughter, and she's phenomenal and has such a huge heart for the teenage girls. We've got a male expert, or a guy expert, as we call. His name is Chad Eastham, and he basically gives the girls a glimpse into the guy's brain, which they love that.
Really?
They're like, tell me more.
Wow.
And we've got a few other just stories that of girls that have kind of lived life. Have you seen that show, So You Think You Can Dance? It's that dance show. Well, we've got one of the contestants. Her name is Catherine McCormick.
Okay.
She's 19 years old and has such a precious heart for the Lord. So she shares her story as well as just dances a little number. And this other girl named Jamie Grace, who recently got signed to Toby Mac's latest label. And she's got an amazing story. She's actually has Tourette's, but she kind of talks about her story and how God has, overcome that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do as part of this huge, dynamic, first-class production?
I have the amazing opportunity of getting to lead these girls in worship. And so in Hawaii, I know I grew up with more like a worship team. Mm-hmm. We have a team, but in this case, it's a little bit more, I'm the worship leader. And then we've got two other girl singers, and then we've got a killer band that just supports us. And so I feel like I get the best seat in the house.
You know, I just think, you know, you're playing in places like Denver, you've got these big arenas, these coliseums that you're speaking at. And, you know, in Hawaii, local style, people like to, when one of our own is making it, you know, doing very well and going to higher levels of success, we like to find out, where did they come from? Where did they grow up? Can you tell us?
Sure. I'm from Kailua, Hawaii, and that's where I grew up. And my parents still live in the same house that I grew up in. And so I love coming home and kind of getting back to my roots and the local kind grinds and the beach. These are all things that I miss dearly. And I went to Kamehameha Schools. That's where I graduated from. And then I went to University of Hawaii, Manoa, and that's where I graduated from as well in college. And that was kind of my life snapshot in Hawaii. I started working for New Hope Christian Fellowship shortly after college, and in a turn of events that I didn't expect was kind of how this opportunity with Revolve came initially, and that's what took me out of Hawaii.
I'd like for you to share with us how that happened. But who influenced you most, you know, in your growing up years?
Well, growing up before, I didn't grow up in the church, actually. I was exposed to, you know, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, even Christina Aguilera, the girls that had the killer pipes that just could just sing.
Yeah.
And those were my influences. And growing up, I always wanted to be a singer. I remember even a little girl at 2 years old, I would just kind of scream at the top of my lungs in the car. And mom would be like, okay, Tiffany. But they also encouraged it as well because they were dream releasers in my own life. And so, you know, I would continue to grow up and, you know, do choirs and do plays and everything like that growing up in school. Well, it was when I started going to church, right? And my mom actually started dragging me and my sister to church in high school. And she had gotten saved. And then she said, of course, Tiffany and Tatum, that's my sister, you have to come too. And dad started coming after a while. Well, I was in a youth choir for New Hope Christian Fellowship, which is where our whole family got saved. And I remember there was this concert that came to town. And I was 19, 20 around that time. And so I was in the... I was a honorary youth choir member at this point, a little older, but we were the opening act for this other tour that was coming through Hawaii. Well, there was this artist named Natalie Grant that I had never heard of, but my mom had heard something about her and said, I think she's going to be really good. So I remember sneaking into soundcheck and just thinking, whoa, Lord, this girl has pipes and a half. And I had never really been exposed to Christian music, so I didn't really know what it was or just the excellence level even that existed. So I remember hearing her voice and think, Lord, if someone with that kind of voice sings for you, I want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so it was at 19, really, that I remember I wanted to do a shift from not just singing, but singing for God. And that happened because of an amazing role model named Natalie Grant.
Wow. And she has had an influence in your life more than just that one time too, right?
This is the crazy thing. This is how good God is and how you never know how he's working your story together. Well, Natalie instantly for me became a role model from afar. I didn't know her that well. I remember talking to her and her husband that night, and they had said, I had a little solo that night, and they had said a word of encouragement that really stuck with me. Hmm. And I just said, thank you so much. And you never know what a word of encouragement can do to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it really stuck with me, and I'd see her at different conferences over the years. They'd come back to New Hope and visit, and I would just kind of get to know them a little bit more. Well, about 9 years later, I saw Natalie at this conference in Nashville that I had started going to every year. So this was the fourth year. And every time I would see her and her husband, I'd always make sure to say hi. And they were so sweet because they would always remember me. Mm-hmm. And they'd remember my name. And they would say, hi, Tiffany. And they would just kind of give me some time of day, which meant the world to me. Even if they just smiled, that would have been enough. But they gave me a lot more than that. And about a week later, I get a call out of the blue from Natalie, which I was like, hello? Hi, this is Natalie. Oh my gosh. Hello. I was very excited. And she just said, hey, Tiffany, this is Natalie. I don't know what you've been up to, but you've been on my heart for the last week. And I don't even know if you're still singing. She hadn't heard me sing in about 5 years, you know, from the last time they had visited Hawaii. And she just said, there's this tour that we're doing in the fall. And I don't have the final say on who gets to be what, but they're looking for a new worship leader. And God just put you on my heart. I think you'd be really great. And the crazy thing was, at the time, I had just left my job at New Hope Christian Fellowship, where I was the creative director and oversaw the vocal team of the worship team. And she had no idea about that. And I was in a season of waiting, just truly trying to trust the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what you have for me, but I believe that you have me here right now and you just want me to be still. Well, it was about 3 or 4 months into that season of waiting and just kind of being obedient to those kind of a softer, quieter life, which is not typically my life at all. I get this call, and months later, I ended up getting a call from Revolve, and they hired me, and the rest is kind of history.
You just never know. As you're listening to Tiffany share her story, you know, you and I, we just never know when in our situation, in our circumstance, God is going to intervene in a way that we may have never imagined. When we come back from our break, Tiffany, you know, Tiffany's just released another CD. She's going to talk to us about one of the great songs on that CD and sometimes getting the meaning behind it from the person who's singing it. And what it meant to them and how it inspired them can really weave a chord of comfort and hope and energy from God in our own hearts. When we come back, she's going to share with us. It speaks about freedom. The song is, I Am Free, and she'll talk with us about it. Are you free? Do you have that freedom? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Tiffany Thurston.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program in the series entitled They Found the Answer, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with Tiffany Thurston. Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Tiffany Thurston. You might be thinking, wow, I got to hear more about Tiffany. How can I get in touch with her and her CDs? And how can I find out about her ministry and her music? Simple. Visit TiffanyThurston.com. TiffanyThurston.com. Now, Tiffany, you have a new CD that's out.
Mm-hmm,
and
yes.
Your songs are very popular.
Oh.
And they're playing all the time, but there's this one song called I Am Free.
Mm-hmm.
How is that song special to you? What does it mean to you?
Sure. We actually, when I first started Revolve, that was one of the songs we would do the first 2 years that I did Revolve. And it was a song I kind of had known before but never really sang it. And I just would recognize there was a power in saying I am free. Mm. And I think all of us in life, if we're not yet, we might be in some weird form bound to something that kind of holds us back, or whether it's our mind or our hearts or just our actions, there's things that kind of hold us back. But when we come to know Christ, we have a freedom like never before to let it go and let just take it off and say, Lord, can you hold these things and can you carry my burdens? And he says he wants to do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
So this song, I Am Free, I wish I wrote it. It's actually written by a guy named John Egan that comes out of Colorado, a church called New Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple lyrics, but it's powerful lyrics that I think inspires you to say, yes, I am free, and to let go of the past, let go of the pilikia, as we'd say in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and just move forward in the freedom that God has for you. So for me, I think I like it as a reminder. I often say that, you know, the worship songs I said this past weekend as I led worship, they're there to definitely bring praise to God first and foremost. But I find that it's also reminders for me every time I sing them, of the promises and of the grace and the love that God has for me that I have to tell myself because I often forget.
Mm-hmm. Remember the love, the grace of God, and about being free, just like Tiffany Thurston said.
Through you, the
That's Tiffany Thurston singing I Am Free. Tiffany, you know, you mentioned about your mom coming to Christ at New Hope and then dragging you and your sister Tatum along, and then your dad came after. What difference has Jesus Christ made in your life?
Oh, man, night and day. I think, you know, life was not bad without him, but it is so much more meaningful and richer with him. And now I look back and I think, I don't know how people live life without him, because there's enough problems in this day and age. I mean, and it's growing ever more so. You see all the conflict that's going on around the world, and the chaos that's probably happening within the homes of every city, you know, in the world. However, I think to have someone that is much bigger than ourselves, God, a higher power, obviously Jesus Christ, being the truth and the answer, I think knowing that, it takes a lot of the burden off. And I remember, I haven't told you this story yet, but for a season I worked in New York City, actually. My last year of college, I was able to do an internship in New York. And I got to work for a mainstream label. It was called S-Curve Records. It was under the EMI family. And our artist that we released that year was Joss Stone. She was a soul singer, and she was just 16 at the time. She had been developed for the last 2 or 3 years before that. So I got lucky, and I got to start working when she was releasing the record, would see the shows that she would do. And I remember going to this concert that she was doing, and she is an amazing talent, just kind of a prodigy. And she would have these amazing, you know, ability to just communicate a song that was much beyond her years. But I remember backstage, she would be, after this one big show that we had had for her to release her, she was backstage crying and just like felt like, oh man, she felt like she didn't do well. And I was thinking, really? I thought that was phenomenal. But she was carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. And I don't think she knew it at that time who Jesus Christ was. I'm not even sure if she knows him now. I think she has been introduced to him with people that have surrounded her. But I remember thinking, Lord, I never want to have to carry that kind of a weight. Like, I don't think that I could physically handle that. And it's hard enough knowing him and living life, but to not know him and have to live life, man, that's torture.
You know, we were, I don't think we were made to carry that kind of a burden. And God didn't make us. And yet we do. We sometimes we're crazy. We grab onto it like we think we can, you know?
Yeah. And guilty.
Me too. Until it just, we get beat down. And so the Lord, you've seen the Lord help you lift burdens and set you free. The Lord has also given you, Tiffany, some incredible passion. I mean, musicians, artists are very passionate people, creative. When did you begin to discover that you had something special from God?
I think that is almost a constant thing that you're going to continue to discover in life. I don't know if there's like a date that I could say, oh, this is when I knew. I think it's by doing things. I think, you know, you can talk the talk, but if you don't walk it, you won't really know. And so I think having the opportunities growing up, being able to just, you know, sing in plays initially. And I think you see, oh, there's a little spark of response there. Yeah. Or my parents even being encouraging, or just people in life along the way saying, good job, keep doing that. Someone asked me once, Tiff, do you think that you would be doing what you're doing without the encouragement that you've received? And I said, probably not, to be honest. I think it was the encouragement that God even knew I needed along the way. And obviously it changes over time, and you know, you'll have different stages of that. But I guess my encouragement would be, because of that, I hopefully try to encourage those that I see potential in, or even if I don't see potential in, encourage them in some way or form to believe. I think it's having people having faith in me when I didn't, that helped me to keep going. And so I think I'm trying to do the same thing. Like when I see these teenage girls, or even just, you know, serving at church, really encouraging the body of Christ, and even those that are not in the body, because we need to encourage them so that they can hopefully meet and see who Christ is. I think there's power to that. So I would encourage everyone to do that. And once one person told me this statistic, and I'm not sure if it's true, but they said, for every one person that says something good to you or encouraging, there's probably 9 other people that thought it and just never said it. But sometimes it's just that one that makes all the difference. Like when Natalie and Bernie just, you know, they didn't have to say it, but they did. And I'm so glad because I still remember this. And this is over 10 years ago. And so I encourage you to encourage others.
I think there's going to be probably a young lady down the road, or maybe a number of them, maybe a young man along the way, that will one day is going to say, yeah, you know, Tiffany Thurston, she told me I can do it, you know. She told me I can sing. She told me I can do this. Just like how you're blessed. And you mentioned about your parents. The words you use, they were dream releasers. Mm-hmm. No, Pastor Wayne has a book entitled Dream Releaser. I just love that title. Your parents were that for you.
They were, and I'm so grateful that I have parents that were that. Because I know there's a lot of families that don't, or a lot of kids and people in general that don't necessarily have that, and they have to muster up the energy and the courage and the bravery and the self-discipline to keep going. But I'm so grateful that I did have that, and I hope that I can do the same to others, even though I don't have kids or a family yet. Mm-hmm. One day I hope to just be able to share that with, you know, the people that I come in contact with and pay it forward, really.
Yeah. You know, when we come back, we're going to hear another song from Tiffany, and she's going to give us a little snapshot of the heart of where it came from and what it meant to her. Perhaps it'll mean something to you. I hope so, and I think it will. But, you know, these things come from dreams and someone fanning the flame of a passion. Fanning the flame of a dream. Will you be a dream releaser for your child today? A friend? Maybe a coworker? Maybe somebody in your family? Just someone that you might not even know very well. A dream releaser. Hey, stay with us. We'll be right back with Tiffany Thurston.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. A rare moment is when you can sit with an accomplished person and hear them share things that most people would never know. This is one of those times. It's a special rebroadcast. They Found the Answer, a series presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Tiffany Thurston. You can find out more information about Tiffany at tiffanythurston.com. You might want to find out about the Revolve Tour and the different places that she's at. Perhaps you want to get more information about her latest CD and some other works that she's produced and the expansive ministry that God has given to her. You can find out more at tiffanythurston.com. You know, Tiffany debuted at the age of 18 in front of thousands at her home church, New Hope Christian Fellowship. And, you know, she has only gone forward from there. Stadiums in South America, concert halls in Europe, packed audiences in Asia and China, and of course, every region of the United States. Tiffany, you know, as you travel, you know, you have a number of songs that you sing, number of songs that you lead in worship. But there's a song that is very close to your heart that relates to the world. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, definitely. Healer is a song that I connected to the first time I heard it. And it was one of those songs that I thought, it's so simple, yet it's so profound. And I think one thing that I saw consistently, no matter where I went, whether it was with Revolve or singing at a church or singing with Natalie, was just that there was a lot of hurting people. There's a lot of brokenness that is everywhere. And I felt like it was a connecting factor. And I thought, well, if I could share a song that reminds people that the answer, or shares with them that the answer is Jesus, I want to sing that song. And that's how I kind of connected with Healer, and that's why I recorded it, really. And also just because I saw that no matter where I sang it, and worship, people really, I think, tied into it and connected with it, and it somehow pierced their heart as well.
Let's take a listen to Healer by Tiffany Thurston.
You hold my hand.
We're here with Tiffany Thurston, and that's Tiffany singing the song Healer. You know, Tiffany, maybe somebody right now, as they're listening, the Lord is ministering to them. Can you say a prayer and just pray over that dear listener who needs that reinforcement from the Lord?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are so big that you can hold the world literally in your hand. Yet you're so small and intimate that you know the deepest parts of our hearts, the corners that nobody would ever see or know or fathom. Lord, I just pray that you would meet each listener that is just in need of you right now, Father. Myself included, we're pretty broken people, but I know that you do your best work in the broken pieces of our lives, mm-hmm. Father. So I pray, Lord, that you would just meet them where they're at, Father, and that you would encourage them, and that your Holy Spirit would just set them free or just encourage their soul and just show them that there is hope, that you are the answer, and you truly are the one that we need. So I thank you so much for your grace, your mercy, your love. May you just meet with us today. In Jesus' name we pray and say,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Tiffany, you travel, and you know, the life of a musician, a worship leader, I mean, it's worship leader in the level that you're leading worship. There's a dynamic to it. There's a pace to it, a rhythm to it that's, in some ways, more fast-paced than... But then again, we all live kind of fast-paced lives in this technological society, mm-hmm. and that's worldwide. You know, from a spiritual standpoint, how do you maintain equilibrium?
It's funny that you say that, because I often say, you know, my sister is a wife and a mother, and I say, I don't know how you do that. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's God equips you for whatever He's called you to. And I think there's growing stages that He kind of, your muscles in that area kind of get stronger and stronger. And for me, I think there's a few things that I think I've had to learn the hard way and that I've hopefully applied better as the years have gone by. And one is I learned it actually at New Hope Christian Fellowship. It was my daily devotions. Mm. That's my way of being able to just stay plugged into the Word of God, the truth, the source on a daily basis. And to me, that's probably been more than even music, has probably been the one thing that's changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I've really tried to encourage girls that I meet along the way, or even girlfriends that are in my church back in Nashville or whatever it might be able to just feed yourself. Mm. We have to go to church on Sundays. That's a good thing. You know, that's a community is necessary, and we can glean from our pastors and experience time with together in community. However, I think there's something very, very life-giving when you can go to the Word of God and you can glean from it yourself, and you journal about it, or you just kind of reflect on it. That has been very, very big in my equilibrium. I mean, for the good or the bad or the ugly that I have, I think that's been huge. And also just taking time of rest. I am such a busybody. If anyone knows me, I like to go, but I've had to discipline myself more and more to have that Sabbath. And sometimes I might need a little bit more because of the pace of my life. And so if I need to sleep until noon, I don't feel bad as much anymore. I try to take the rest, because if I'm not healthy and if I'm not taking care of myself, then I'm no good to be utilized. Mm. And so I think health and, you know, eating better when you can and exercising, all those things play a part. So it is a balance of life that I'm constantly trying to figure out. But hopefully I get a little better every year.
You know, are you having time? Gosh, I mean, it's such a good reminder to me, too, because sometimes we don't even realize it. Just before we know it, we're just in the middle of the next thing. And mm-hmm. Perhaps sometimes the best word in life could be no.
I completely agree.
Or more graciously, not now, or this is not the time.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to say, you know, with opportunities coming, and you think maybe the next opportunity is coming if I accept this. Mm-hmm. Have you seen God work even when you've taken the time to relax? And sometimes it's just relaxing. It's not, you know, have you seen God move in ways like that?
Definitely. And someone once told me, you know, every yes is a no to something else. Mm. And so I'm a yes person, you know, by fault. And so I've really had to learn, too, what is God calling me to? There's a lot of good things I can be doing, but what are the great things that He wants me to expend my energy and my time on, and my heart on, even? And so I think it's finding that out. What is God calling you to? What are the things that you desire, that you're passionate about? And then try to just focus in and kind of shave off the rest. And so, if, you know, for me, it's God, spending time with Him. It's my family, community, having those things. And then, you know, put the big rocks in the bucket first. Then you can fill it in with other little rocks. But what are those core things that you want in life and that you feel God's calling you to be responsible for? And then, you fill in the blanks. But if you try to do everything else, I think you won't be able to fit in those big rocks, and you'll find yourself very empty really quick.
You know, I need that reminder about how to maintain equilibrium, and maybe you do too, because, you know, sometimes life can be real rough. Have you faced a challenge lately? Are you going through a tough time? When we come back, Tiffany will share with us about how God has helped her through some challenges in her life. And I believe that it will be a ministry to you, a unique time. And then a special song that comes from the very depths of her soul, something that God has done in her life. God can do it in Tiffany Thurston. God can do something also unique in you, even in your current situation. You might think it's a problem. God is weaving it as part of an opportunity. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Tiffany Thurston.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is a special rebroadcast presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show in a series entitled They Found the Answer. Our featured guest is Tiffany Thurston. If you're asking, how can I have a relationship with Jesus? Well, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We also have some other resources too, at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's Tiffany Thurston. Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Tiffany Thurston. Tiffany has been traveling and she's been ministering to teenage girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is such a critical time in their lives. And God is using her, along with others in the Revolve Tour, to bring these girls the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. And she shares, not only as a worship leader, but she shares out of her life. There are life experiences that emanate out of her very naturally because of the things that she has gone through and the way that God has worked through her. She, years ago, wrote a song. And it's a song that speaks about, well, Tiffany, why don't you just explain it to us?
Sure. It's called Bee, and I remember writing it on the shores of Kailua Beach, and just kind of, you know, the words just kind of came naturally to me. But, you know, as you were talking about Revolve, a lot of the girls will come up and say, how do I do what you're doing? Mm. And I always tell them, bloom where you're planted.
Wow.
God has you in a community, in a church, in your school for a reason, mm-hmm. for such a time as this. And that's what he did here with me in Hawaii. It's, you know, he utilized this season to just really steward and craft and develop all these things that he would use later on. So I think it's very important for us. We can be dreaming about the things that are to come, but utilize what you've got right now. And then another thing that ties into the song is one of the biggest scriptures that have really just kind of spoken to me was that out of the Message version, and it's Galatians 6, 4 and 5, and it says this: make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given. Then sink yourself into that. Mm. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. But each of us must take responsibility for doing our creative best with the life we have been given. Mm. And basically, that's what this song says. It's just to be who you are. And I think when we are that, we shine our brightest for Jesus.
There are so many stars in the sky to see. There are so many leaves that live on a tree. But if one leaf fell, would you know? Or if one star didn't shine, would it show? We all wanna stand out in this big, vast place, so we can form and we mold without leaving a trace of who we are in our hearts and our minds. We forget that we're one of a kind. There's a reason you're not made just like me. If you were, there'd be no variety. Many parts that are all the same,
all the same,
make it harder to play the game. So be who you are. There is no need to stray from your heart. Forget what the world says, you're a fine work of art. If you be who you are, don't ever be what the world tries to tell you to
be who you are. There is no need to stray from your heart. Forget what the world says, you're a fine work of art. If you be who you are, oh, won't you be who you are? There is no need to stray from your heart. Forget what the world says, you're a fine work of art. If you be who you are. Forget what the world says, you're a fine work of art.
That was Tiffany Thurston. Hey, Tiffany, what would you say? A parting shot to somebody who's going through a rough time right now.
Man, well, I'm not going to pretend like I know what you're going through or even have all the answers to it, but I do know that there is a hope that will never fail and a love that will never leave you, and his name is Jesus. And my hope and encouragement would be to you is, if you don't have one, get a Bible. There are so many answers and truths and encouragements that will change your life forever within that book, probably the richest book I've ever bought. Mm-hmm. And just find a friend. I pray that there's a church that you can go to or someone that is wise beyond the years that could encourage you and help you just to be there for you and love and care for you and be the hands and feet of Jesus as he wants us to be. And I'm so sorry if you're going through hurts. My heart goes out to you, and I'll be praying for you from afar, even if I don't know your name. But just I pray that things will look brighter and that you'll find the answer and the hope that you're looking for in Jesus.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Tiffany Thurston. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer or want to discover how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of churches, partner churches who partner with us, as well as businesses who can help meet your needs. Here's a scripture, Psalm 149 verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Tiffany Thurston. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.